This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
What right now with the federal investigation, and we don't know what was, you know, on that affidavit where they went in and what they took or why they took it. If you were to speculate, you know, what are they looking at right now? Who are they talking to behind the scenes as they're building this case?
Well, they're going to have CIs. Like, so confidential informants for the feds is who they're talking to. It could be the source of that CI could be anything. Like, they could have been picked up on a drug charge and they're getting them to turn state's evidence, or they're getting them to turn into a federal, you know, basically confidential informant. And, you know, they're trying to get inside intel. They're trying to get people to turn, you know, because that's the way that the feds operate. You know, I mean, it's like when you talk about drug cases, and I'm sure that sex trafficking type things are going to have the same thing. If you get people on the lower rungs and you get them under arrest, you're trying to work your way up the chain. So, like, if for instance, in big drug bust, like big federal drug bust, that's how they'll get it. They'll get the low level guys under arrest and they'll squeeze them. They'll say, well, you're looking at an awful lot of time here, buddy, unless you want to work with us. And when we say that you're going to work with us, you're going to have to give us real names. You're going to have to give us real information, and we're going to have to make sure that it all checks out. And if it does, then we're going to work with you. And they move up through the chain. So they get the next higher level person, you know, who's not just the mule, but maybe the guy who's a local distributor, you know, and it's like, that's how they operate. That is literally how they work their way through these cases, by getting people to flip, you know, and people flip.
Is that why we saw the former Syracuse University basketball player Brendan Paul getting busted the other day for gummies? And
I'm sure.
I think a small amount of Coke or something, or it was the pink Coke. I don't know what the hell that is, but it's not truly cocaine. It's some other substance.
No, it's this super bizarre designer drug, man, that is definitely not Coke. It's like a hallucinogenic, it's a different thing. I forget. It's got like a, I forget what the name of it is, but it sounds more like a chemical compound.
Yeah. Something Diddy would probably want to use a lot of right now to escape reality.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, they got him. And again, fairly small, you know, but I'm guessing it's what you just said. Hey, we got you on this. We can put you away for a very long time for this, unless you want to talk to us. And I'm assuming that's the beginning of that chain going up, as we see some of his associates on the very bottom rungs getting busted left and right. But Diddy is still sitting free. What do you think that conversation went like on the tarmac the other day when Diddy was heading out for spring break and they had his phone? They grabbed his phone from him.
You know, like, from whose perspective? From Diddy's?
Just from the reality perspective. Like, what happened? Like, what did the Fed say to Diddy that stopped him from continuing getting on that plane going for spring break? And then we're seeing him outside the airport on his phone looking very distressed.
Yeah, I'm sure it was something to the effect that, well, you know, you may want to hold off on flying out of the country. You know, we can't stop you at this point. However, just be aware that we're currently raiding both of your homes in Miami as well as in LA. And, you know, we're looking, we're digging into you. You know, you're on the radar, and, you know, you should probably call your lawyer. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this isn't a situation where you're going to want to be leaving the country, you know, because we're going to know where you're at.
If he attempted to leave, would they be stopping him? I mean, kind of like Donna Adelson, where it was like,
well, the difference with Donna is they had a warrant for her.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but like, them being aware, and again, that was a state case, not a federal case. Yeah, and that's again, the difference. Like, as soon as they became aware from her idiotic phone calls with Charlie talking about how she's going to go to Vietnam, you know, it's like they knew they had to stop her before she got out.
Yeah.
So that's why they ran in, issued the arrest warrant, and then snatched her up at the airport because they saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
With this, You know, they couldn't have stopped him. They couldn't have stopped his movement. Like, there, you know, there was no, short of having him placed under arrest, that would have been the only way to do it. Like, the federal government can't, like, stop us from going places, you know, even if you're under an investigation. You know, I mean, you're not under arrest. You're free to move until such time that you're not. And, you know, but I'm sure that they gave him what they felt was sage advice. You know, look, something's coming up the pike here, buddy, and it's big. You know, you might want to gather the troops and reconvene with your attorneys and, you know, prepare yourself. It's like, we're not going to give you, you know, because, like, he's not going to talk. He's smart enough not to talk. You know, he's not going to say shit. Like, his lawyers have drummed in his head, you don't ever say anything to the police, ever. You never make a statement. You know, talk to my lawyer, talk to my lawyer, talk to my lawyer. And I'm sure that's what the conversation was coming from, Diddy. And I'm sure they were just telling him, look, stay close. We got our eyes on you, buddy.
Which wouldn't that be more reason for him to flee at this point?
But to, like, to where?
Well, you know, exactly.
It's like all, his only hope is to go to a country with no extradition.
Yeah.
And even if they don't have an extradition thing, you know, the government can still work out deals.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh yeah, we got three of your guys over here. Well, we're willing to let these guys, we're willing to let these guys go because we want that dude. So
yeah,
let us come pick him up. You know? So, I mean, there's workarounds. It requires a lot of work, but if there's a will, there's a way. So, I mean, like, when you're Diddy, that's part of the problem. When you're a kingmaker and you have all the money in the world, it's hard to hide.
True. He can't pull a Walter White and just go live in the mountains, you know,
no,
through a tanker truck.
It's tough. And
yeah,
and he's so like I don't see him as a guy who can just disappear off the grid.
No,
he's been too on the grid. And, you know, it's like the ego thing with a guy like that is always going to be in play because, you know, he was who he was for an awful long time. Awfully powerful guy.
Do you envision that we're going to see an arrest here at some point of Diddy?
I would be surprised if we didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to expend that kind of resources, you know, typically the feds think there's something there.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a lot of resources that were spent on those searches and everything else that's going on with it. So this is a major case that they're trying to build.
How far down the road do you think that could take for them to actually make the arrest?
That's what I was saying, man. It could take a year, 2 years. It depends on what they have. That's like we've had federal cases. Allison and I were, you know, somebody calls us and, you know, they'll tell us that they've had contact with the feds, may not necessarily be a raid, but they've come to speak with them and they interview them. And, you know, they're like, oh, do we need to be worried? And I'm like, well, yeah, you know, you're on their radar. Like, there's something, like, you know, and I'm in that situation, this defense attorney, that I'm never asking my clients, well, tell me what you did.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, like, what laws did you break? You know, it's like, I'm like, do you have something that you feel like you need to be concerned about? You know, that's the question. And they'll say, well, maybe, you know, I'm like, well, that's what they're looking into, you know, and if there's loose ends, you know, that's what they're going to be looking into, you know, and they'll take time. They'll be, like I said, they're very deliberate. They're very diligent and they're in no hurry. You know, they're going to make sure that they have a slam dunk case before they issue an arrest in a federal case. It's just, it's how it operates. So, like, the fact that 6, 8, you know, 10 months goes by and there's no arrest doesn't mean anything.
It's going to be a very stressful time for Diddy between now and then,
definitely.
Or if it ever happens at all, that's it's gonna be watching behind his back everywhere. Wow,
for sure. Well, whatever he was up to, if he was up to these things, I imagine that it'll be curbed.
Yeah, hopefully.
Usually a federal investigation has a pretty good chilling effect on your illegal activities if in fact you're conducting them. So
all right, let's go over to Daybell quick and just touch on that as jury selection starts.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.